We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the OSU Beaver Sports Podcast. I'm John Warren, along with Mike Parker, a very special guest this week. Former Oregon State baseball coach Pat Casey, currently working in administration with the school. Pat Casey, 31 years at the helm of baseball, 24 with Oregon State, and of course, a legend, three-time national championship coach. Pat Casey will join us here in a moment, but I want to tell you that the Beaver Sports Podcast is brought to you by the OSU Beaver app. Oregon State has simplified and enhanced the fan experience while making game day safer for fans with the introduction of its new app. This is the end of the first sports season with that. OSU Beaver Mobile. It's presented by your local Toyota dealers. OSU Beavers Mobile, available now for free in the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. It allows fans to manage all their game day ticket needs, including purchase and entry. Fans can also use the app to transfer tickets to friends and for access to game day parking. By downloading, Beaver Nation can experience exclusive discounts and deals, have the opportunity to win exclusive prizes, and participate in app-only game activations. And Toyota, your local Toyota dealers and Oregon State Athletics have teamed up to create the official fan club for your favorite pets. They highlight Benny's Buddies members. To sign up your pet, go to osubeavers.com/Benny's Buddies to become a member of Benny's Buddies. Let's talk with former Beaver coach Pat Casey.
It's an honor to welcome Pat to the show today, although the reason for it calling and getting Pat on is sad news, Coach. The passing of just an Oregon State legend and a good friend of yours in Bert Babb. And so I appreciate you taking time for us, Pat. And you've stayed pretty close through the years with Bert. I would just be interested to kind of get your background with him when you first got to know him and knew what kind of man he was and how important he was in the growth of what's become just such a great national program at Oregon State.
Yeah, well, thanks, Mike. It's good to hear from you guys. And, it would take a long time to talk about Bert Babb longer than the show will last. So there's a few things that, that I can distinctively remember about Bert. And the first time I ever heard his voice, I was inside the old office there in Gill Coliseum with the door closed, and he was coming down the hall with a guy named Martin Shavs, and he was you tell them to get them windows out of there. It was a disappointment on his behalf that the contractor put the windows in the Valley Center, and he was so steamed that day. And Bob, and so I met him, but it is so hard to think about all the things that Bert has done, because a lot of boosters, naturally, if you played basketball and you're involved with helping basketball, and if you were a rower and you got involved, Bert helped everyone. And he did that outside of just what he donated. It was just who he was. And you're right, I stayed in touch with Bert. I probably saw Bert, I don't know, maybe 5 weeks ago, the last time I saw him. He was home, and if you've ever been in his office at his home, it's a shrine of Oregon State athletics, and he just gets a kick out of talking about it.
All right, we'll take a short break and come back with more of our conversation here on the OSU Beaver Sports Podcast with former Beaver baseball coach Pat Casey. Want to remind you, the Beaver Sports Podcast all season long is brought to you by U.S. Bank. At U.S. Bank, we know when you invest in a community, the community invests in you. We're committed to providing high-quality, innovative products and services that meet the needs and demands of our customers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Dutch Bros Coffee. Dutch Bros Coffee and OSU are teaming up in a new way to show support of the Beaver Dam. Dutch Bros is donating to the Oregon State University Food Pantry. For every point the Beavers scored in sports this season, Dutch Bros giving enough to feed a single student for a month. The more we score, the more students Dutch Bros help support. On behalf of everyone at Oregon State, thank you for your support of the Beavers and the Oregon State University Food Pantry. Now back to our conversation with Beaver coach, former Beaver baseball coach, three-time national champion coach, Pat Casey.
And then what about some of the early, the first time you heard his voice, that's a good story in itself. But did he come to you? Did you sit down with him? I remember, as I said on the show a few minutes ago, Pat, that you told me one of the things we needed at Goss Stadium were lights. Now, to host a regional. And so you were thinking in big terms early in your run at Oregon State. How did you and Bird intersect on that and some of the other projects in developing the ballpark?
Well, I want to laugh and I want to cry every time I think of Bird. But so that day, Bob Westland introduced me to Bird, and when Bird, it was very nice. He was very vocal about these windows were put in, and so he was kind of in a hurry. It was around lunchtime, and then him and Martin left. Bob said, "Hey, you need to go know that guy. This guy is a huge Oregon State fan, and he can really help you out." And so, it was long before he ever put lights in that he started helping me. It was everything. I mean, it was when he found out that we needed some. We had no batting cages outside, so me and this guy from Albany poured some concrete. We got in trouble from the school, I remember. But old Bert, he had the wherewithal to get us. Oh, don't worry about that. Now I got some turf we can put over the top of that. So that was one of the first things he did. And then of course he was the guy that was going to be the liaison to Norb Wellman on our finance committee for raising funds to build Goss Stadium, which actually started in, like the late 97s, just a couple years after I was here. So Bert and I would get in that big old car of his and go about 110 up the I-5, headed up there to meet with Norb and Sue and Bernie and Ken Austin and all these people. And so it was anything. One day when we came back, he looked at my desk and he goes, "What in the hell is that?" Well, that's my desk. He said, "By God, we got to get you another one." And sure enough, basketball game one night, and get a call. He says, "You bring your office now." They're about 25 minutes before the ball game. And him and Shirley were in a pickup, and they backed right up to that side door at Gill Coliseum there where wrestling is now. And he had a big old desk in there for me.
Wow.
And, but I could tell you numerous things that he did that nobody knew about. And Mike's 100% right. We started talking about, hey, if we're going to have a stadium and we're going to be good enough to play in a stadium, then we're going to be good enough to host a regional someday. Well, we can't do that without lights. So what Bird do? Well, we're going to get lights. And you just look at all the projects that are done around that athletic department, and somewhere you're going to find Bird's fingerprints on them.
Yeah, and so he wasn't a one-time guy. He was always there throughout the entire time you were there, right, Pat, where it would be little projects or big ones where his name would go on it. But it was a constant, wasn't it? And not just with baseball, but with other sports.
Everything. It's just who I have a picture of Birch, probably defines him better than anything. He's sitting in San Diego. I would say this would have been about 2000, maybe 99, he's somewhere in there, probably 2000, and he's reaching in his wallet at a game. He's sitting there with Paul Marriott, and he's reaching in his wallet. That's all he did. You know, we're gonna go out to dinner. And no, by God, you're not buying anything. You know, and he was I don't know if I've known anybody more giving, more generous, and without any strings attached, you know, and when I told him that we were going to name the Players Lounge after him over there at Goss Stadium, I said there was one condition, that he couldn't give any money to it. And this was for him and Shirley. And we wanted to do it for the many, many things they had done. And I'm sure that he found a way of backdooring that too, because just about everything that was done at Goss Stadium that since I've been there, just almost everything he's been a part of. And he's just a wonderful friend. He's just a giant. You know, he's physically a giant. His heart was gigantic. His knowledge, you name it. You know, his grandfather or his father played baseball here in the early 20s. And he showed me a mitt at one time that he had used. And like I said, if you ever sit down there and talk to him in his office at his home down there where him and Shirley were, you could spend just an hour just talking about anything from his favorite story about Ralph Miller and how they were number one in the country and they were down by 20 at halftime or something, and sharing me how Ralph shared his disappointment with the players that day. So we ended up winning the game, but it was he's just a true Beaver, a true man, generous man, gentle man, kind man. I mean, I don't know of anybody. Like I said, I could call Bert Babb and say, Bert, I need to borrow your car. I need $1,000. And I'll be down in an hour. Mm. He'd say, well, I won't be home now for about another 45 minutes. So if I'm not there, you just wait for me. You know, there'd never be, mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on? You know, I mean, he was just a giver. And of course, obviously you don't become like that without such a unbelievable soulmate like Shirley. And Shirley and I visited on the phone last week and we're talking about Bert and, you know, his health and where he was at, you know, at that time. And she's just such a tremendous woman and a beautiful woman. And my thoughts go out to her and the entire family.
I only met Bert a couple of times. I just remember his smile. Every time I'd see him, he had this massive smile. Pat, do you know if he was, did he play anything? Was he an athlete in his youth? His father played baseball here. He's a big Beaver. What about his athletic abilities?
Well, I'm sure he played football, I would guess. You know, he's from Balsatz, and so I don't know. You know, here again, that would be Bert. Never want to talk about himself, but want to talk about the Beavers. And he came into my office one time, and he had a vial of dirt and a hat and a T-shirt. And he said, Patrick, my boy, I just got back from Omaha, Nebraska. Me and Paul Marriott went back there, and you got to go. I said, well, Bert, I'm not going unless my team goes. And he said, but by God, let's get them going, man. and that vial of dirt sat on my desk with that hat, and I want to say that was about 2002. And he was just And him and Paul made the trip. He could tell you we stopped, and I want to say it was Burns or Klamath Falls. Anyway, we get up, we drive to Klamath Falls, we go to the McDonald's there, we have breakfast. From there, we go. You know, he knew the route, man. And they drove to Omaha, and I don't know how many years in a row. Shirley would know. Jake Quiring would know, who his grandson who played for me, he would know. But they would drive back there, stay for the whole thing. And then, of course, we started going. It made it just super special for him. And you know, when people pass away, I don't know, you know, they say it's not, you know, how many remember it, but how long they remember it, you know. And then this guy's going to be remembered forever for the things that he has done for people personally, but also for, you know, like I said, numerous sports across the board. And I'm pretty sure he did the lights for softball.
Yes.
I mean, he was instrumental, you know, and so he truly, truly loved Oregon State, loved his family. You know, if you talk to Bert, he would tell you something about Kim or Connie or Mike or Jake or somebody, what they were doing. He loved to fish. You know, if everybody could live the life Bert Babb lived and give what he gave, they'd say I lived a pretty damn good life.
Yeah.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
That's so well said, Pat. Thank you. Pat Casey joining us. And I mentioned earlier on the show that I knew that he had to be just a special sort of person, and that my own high school coach, Cottage Grove High School, Tom Phipps, had played for Paul and for Ralph here. But before a game against North Eugene, I saw, and Tom is the most intense guy. Reminds me of you a little bit. Pretty intense game time. I mean, you know, we got a game to play. He was talking to some guy behind the North Eugene bench and laughing with him and hugging him and talking with him and the big smile that John just talked about. And I remember we're going through our layup drill going, man, who's coach talking to? We've never seen a smile like that on his face ever before. And it was Bert Babb, coach, that brought it out. And he could do that, couldn't he?
Oh, he was amazing. You know, his son Mike and Danny Ainge were best friends. Mm-hmm. You see? And so Ainge was over at their house for quite a bit when he was in high school. And, of course, his son Mike, who punted for Oregon State and Oregon,
right.
He was one heck of a golfer. He ended up being the golf coach at North Eugene High School. And so Bert's familiarity with the history of athletics in the state is probably there's a wealth of information there that will be dug up over time, and people will share stories that Bert did to help baseball. The Legion baseball program down there, Sweet Johnson, he was one of the driving forces every year, you know. And I'd go down there and recruit, and there'd be a pancake breakfast, and there would be off they'd go, and they'd drive to Miles City, Montana. Shirley would make that drive, and the bus, he would tell me. Now, what happens is that bus doesn't stop. We take two bus drivers. The only time you stop is to switch bus drivers. He said, and they would drive that right after that tournament, you know. But there's so many people that would tell you so many great stories about Bert, and probably stories that I would never know of how he helped people. You know, the Eugene Children's Miracle Network, he was behind that. You know, he had a fundraiser for that every year, and I know that he would tell me that Ernie Kent and Bilotti and all these people that were so helpful in that and other people, but, you know, those are things that we don't sometimes see because they're not, you know, directly attached to Oregon State Athletics. So there's probably, a Rolodex of people that you could call that would say, you won't believe what Bert did for me or for our family or for our team or for our charity or for my little daughter. And he's just such a great guy, man. We'd all be better served if we could have walked in his shoes one day and watched what he did to make other people happy and make other people feel good about themselves. And he was a giver, you know, and he's a special man.
Pat, as you said, we could spend the rest of the show and that would not do justice to all that you're talking about. We do want to kind of close this conversation today. When you mention the Bert and Shirley Babb Alumni Lounge at Goss Stadium at Coleman Field, named in his honor, the very fact that there is one, tell me a little bit about the importance of that. And then there's some alums I want to ask you about specifically in your sense of love and pride and joy for former players that you recruited and coached here. We'll get to that in a moment. One of them joins us later today, Drew Rasmussen. But what about the importance of that, Pat, the alumni lounge itself? Why that, in your view, was an important piece in the ballpark?
Well, first of all, you know, on one side of the stadium, I don't know if they changed the names or anything, but anyway, on the third base side, there was a huge area, and it was a shell when we first built the stadium, the second phase when we added on. And so, you know, the university informed me that was going to be a bicycle where you could park bicycles to keep them out of the rain. And I thought to myself, I got to find my way around this one. And so we negotiated with the university, and if you notice between where you enter Goss and where you enter and the backside of Dixon, there's some covered bicycle racks there, so right, the kids could have that. That's how we got that room, and we kind of did it on our own as a players' lounge. And you know, 15 years ago, there's a lot of things you could do that you can't do now, but it was nice. But then when we started really feeling like we got to make this something special because the players are special and everything, that's when we decided who better to name it after than Bert and Shirley. And so, you know, there's, like I said, and that's true. I told Bert that hey, you just can't give to this, you know, this is for you and Shirley. But it's a place you walk out of the locker room and you take a left between the old locker room and the new locker room. And you go in there and it's for the players, you know, can go in there, they can study, they can play pool. I think they probably got ping pong in with Darwin there now. They probably got six ping pong tables, you know. He's the master at it. So they go in there, they hang out. It's just a great place. It's a place to where you can kind of be at the stadium, but you can kind of be away from baseball. And it's just super cool. And there's uniforms in there of the past. There's recognition for things that individuals have done, those who contributed. It's just a great, it's your... At home, it'd be your man cave, right, or something like that. Mm-hmm. So it's awesome. It's perfect. On the other side is the, I think it's still called the Darwin Barney Alumni room. And over there, the alumni guys, which is, you can't hardly get in there because I'm just amazed at how many people play baseball there if it's the alumni, you know what I mean? Because you go by there, it's jam-packed, you know? And I'm going, man, I don't remember her playing for me, but, man, you know? Yeah. I'm just so good. The whole thing, Mike, mm-hmm. is just the atmosphere at Goss that's been created is super special, and those little things are all part of it. You know, people would be shocked at that alumni room that one time was our players' lounge, and we had no heat, and, you know, we're hot-wiring a stereo system underneath the which is now the, I don't even know what it's called now, but I think it's the umpire's room now and everything like that. Well, you know, we were kind of jury rig and wire through the back there so we could have a stereo there for the guys. And it just fun memories. And obviously to have Bert's name with Shirley on something that'll be there forever special.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that I transposed. I had Darwin Barney Alumni Lounge, Bert and Shirley Babb Players Lounge in the current, as you just described for us. So my apologies for getting a little, my first and third base sides mixed up. So my apologies.
You missed the sides, man. Yeah.
I know. Things happen in the game of baseball.
You took off on your own.
Yeah. And then I've got to come talk to Pat after, hey, what happened on that play? We've had a few conversations like that over the years.
Not anymore. Have to talk to Gippy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Gippy and Mitch are on the hot seat for those things now. Hey, by the way, Coach, how about the club? I mean, I don't want to, we haven't talked about this much at all, but as we close, I want to talk to you about Drew and Quani here in a bit. But, boy, the club's playing well, and this is a big series this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're really, I really like our club. I mean, offensively, it's they got a lot of weapons. They have a lot of pieces. And then, the pitching has, Doar's done nothing but made that pitching get better and better. And, we knew what you had in the Friday night guy. You just didn't know who was going to develop and who's, when you have some injuries like that, and I said that to Doar, a little bit, somebody went down, I don't know if it was Frisch or something, but it was early. And I said, hey, it's surprisingly how somebody emerges out of that you never knew was going to do that because they may not have gotten the opportunity if you hadn't had an injury. Something good's going to happen out of it, something like that. And so, they play defense. I mean, obviously Darwin Barney's teaching them how to play defense. They're really good defensively. There's so many weapons offensively. I've seen a lot of baseball. What's kind of funny is how much time you have in your hands where you're not spending 24 hours a day in uniform. But you can stream everything now. So I've seen the SEC. I've seen the ACC. Obviously, seen all of ours. And we're really good. I like our club. They play well together. They play the game right. So, like you said, big weekend coming up. But, I like our chances a whole bunch. And so team is development of those kids. I know a lot of those kids. And just to see their development and how much better they've gotten over the last couple of years is super cool. And, they got the best place in the country to play, that's for sure.
No doubt about that. We look forward to your moment in time on the field Saturday, Pat. Really looking forward to that. I know you're honored and humbled, I'm sure, by what's going to happen. We'll let that play out and maybe talk about it again down the road. But let's close with a guy 1 hour from now joining the show by the name of Drew Rasmussen. And just back-to-back wins at the major league level, beating the Mariners in Oakland in his last two starts. What are your thoughts about Drew?
Well, it's amazing that I am standing about two steps away from where Drew and Stevie came over when he told me that he was going to come back to Oregon State, that he had not passed the physical, and there were some miscommunications in the draft, the paperwork that had to be filled out. He was a first rounder, and there are some protections you can have. He didn't have those, but I was standing here with him, and it was just like, the maturity of him saying, this is all going to work out. This is going to work out. I'm not worried about it. And he, as you well know, was almost like he was on our team when he wasn't, I mean, he was there, every day working out with the guys, doing everything he could do, being an inspiration. And I talked to Murph, and I said, he was with the Brewers. I said, somebody needs to draft this guy. This guy's got the it factor. This guy's going to pitch in the big leagues. And Milwaukee popped him, I think, around the sixth or seventh round. And, now he's really coming into his own. I got to see him down in Surprise. I got to talk to him the other night. I think it was 9 that he punched out. Is that right?
Yes.
And I texted him. And, he always gets right back to you. Mm-hmm. He's just such a great kid and such a great ambassador for our program and what Oregon State baseball players do and how they act and how they perform and how they compete. And so happy for Drew. Super cool. Joe he's all ticked off because he gets home last night. He went down with Jack Anderson and some other guys to watch Quani in Oakland. Okay. So they're sitting there, you know, usually you think a guy would think about things before they get to this point. But he says, yeah, I'm sitting there looking at the board. It's just tomorrow's matchups. Rasmussen's throwing right here. What? And I go, well, I'm a little, you guys work on a little bit of checking the other things other than just what's happening in the next 10 minutes. You might have figured that out. You know what I mean? And so those knuckleheads fly all the way home and poor old Drew's throwing today. So, happy for him. I'm excited for that. Just cool stuff, man.
And Kwani. Yeah, let's close on him. The American League Rookie of the Month.
Wow.
I mean, come on now.
Well, that's
amazing.
I heard you say that, didn't you, Mike, when the season started?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that Kwani will be the American League Rookie of the Month.
Gotta
for
be.
April.
What do you think of his story?
You know, Harold called me.
Yeah.
And he said, hey, we'd be the mystery guest and call in about Kwani. So I said, oh, okay, you know. So I call in, and Amsinger's on there, and he says, is there anything that, you know, at that point in time, I think it was after the first 10 games, and he was like, you know, 15 for 19, you know, with 1,000% on day, you know, just crazy stuff. And he said, well, is there anything that he hasn't done? I said, well, you didn't hear that he flew the charter back to Cleveland from Kansas City?
I believe
you. They got a kick out of that. And so, you know, I just think Kwani is the injection of enthusiasm that Major League Baseball is starving for. If you watch Major League Baseball at times, if not just one of your guys or it's a big game, guys don't maybe play the way they play in college where there's a lot of hustle and a lot of getting after it and a lot of doing things. And that guy's out there playing the game, throws the guy out at first base who kind of goes halfway, turns his back, and kind of jogs back like nobody's going to throw it from left field. You know, he is an injection of inspiration that the game needs so bad. Plus, he's good. You know, if you look at his hand-eye coordination, if you look at his speed, if you look at his exchange in the outfield, you look at his on-base percentage, and then this guy really worked at it, man. He worked at it, and he earned it, and just really, really happy for Kwan. I'm looking forward to getting out and seeing him play along with T and Nick and Rutch and Raz, and so I'm really excited about that.
Pat, thank you so much for a generous amount of your time and perspective. We look forward to seeing you at the ballpark this weekend. Great talking to you, Pat. I miss Casey's Corner, but I'm glad we got a Casey Corner at Goss, and look forward to seeing you at the ballpark Saturday. Thanks a lot, Cody.
Hey, for sure, man. I miss you guys, too, so have a great day.
Thanks, Pat.
Well, that will wrap things up for this edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. Again, our thanks to former Beaver coach Pat Casey for joining us. Pat will be honored Saturday night at the Beaver baseball game as Oregon State takes on Oregon. Until next week, for Mike Parker and Pat Casey, I'm John Warren. Have a great weekend, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Beaver Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.